At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we're going deep into a listener story that's equal parts hilarious and horrifying.
Oh, yeah.
They wrote in to the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast with a truly epic neighborly feud.
Yeah.
And we are here to unpack it.
I'm ready.
So this listener lives next door to the Millers, and things kick off with their Mastiff Diesel deciding the listener's yard is his personal playground.
Oh.
We're talking trampled gardens, terrified kids, the whole nine yards.
Wow.
But it's the owner's reaction, or like lack thereof, that really sets the tone for everything that's to come.
Oh, really?
He's been dubbed Fence Jumper Frank for a reason.
That's not a good sign.
I know, right?
So like what happens next?
Well, so the listener tries to like reason with the Millers. They go through the HOA. They even install a motion-activated sprinkler.
Oh, wow.
But nothing...
They went all out.
Nothing seems to deter Diesel or Frank.
Huh. It's almost like a test.
Yeah. You know? Wait.
Like some people push those boundaries almost to see what they can get away with. And unfortunately, sometimes the more you try to be reasonable, the more they exploit that.
It's like a frustrating cycle for sure.
Yeah.
And things take a turn for the worse as the Millers seem to up the ante on every front.
Oh, so it's not just the dog anymore.
No, not even close.
Okay.
We've got Carla the wife mastering the art of the passive-aggressive comment, especially when it comes to trash day etiquette.
Oh, no.
Then there's the teenage son's newfound passion for midnight drumming practice.
Ugh.
Oh, and let's not forget the daughter's artistic contributions to the listener's freshly painted fence.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds like they're really trying to get a rise out of this person.
Yeah, it's like a textbook case of how these small annoyances can build up and create this constant feeling of tension and resentment.
Yeah.
And then, as if things couldn't get any more absurd, the holiday season arrives.
Oh, cool.
And with it, a truly spectacular display of clashing decorating styles.
Okay.
Our listener puts up a tasteful, understated display while the Millers go full-on Christmas-themed amusement park.
Oh, wow. It's almost comical, but also, like, this is where the conflict takes a turn, right?
Yeah.
When the listener objects to the Millers stringing lights onto their property, they respond by putting up a giant Scrooge sign.
They did not.
Yeah. So that's a pretty clear escalation from annoyance to open aggression.
I mean, that's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
So driven to their wits' end, the listener decides to erect a taller, more substantial fence.
Oh, really?
You know, the kind that screams privacy, please.
Right.
But of course.
That's not the end of the story.
Not even close.
With the Millers, it seems like every action just fuels the fire.
Exactly. And that brings us to the incident that truly takes the cake. The poop heard round the neighborhood.
Wait, what?
Carla takes to launching bags of dog waste over the fence with, as the listener described it, the precision of a major league pitcher.
Oh my goodness.
I know, right? It's beyond inconsiderate. It's a deliberate act of retaliation.
Yeah. And in some cases, that could actually be grounds for legal action. You know? Yeah, like documenting harassment like that, even consulting with an attorney about a restraining order if it continues, are all options that people may not realize they have.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah.
So even in a seemingly ridiculous situation like this, there can be real legal implications.
Absolutely. And it underscores how important it is to know your rights and to seek help when things escalate beyond what you can handle on your own.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So the listener calls animal control, the HOA, even the police, but no one seems to take it seriously.
Oh, wow.
And that brings us to the final straw in this saga, Frank's ambitious foray into composting.
Ah, yes, the composting caper.
Yeah.
This is where we see the listener's frustration reaching a boiling point.
So he builds this massive compost bin right next to the new fence, and the stench becomes unbearable for the listener and their family.
Oh, no.
It's like a constant assault on their senses.
I bet.
So the listener takes matters into their own hands and dismantles the compost bin.
Wow. Okay, so this raises a really interesting question. At what point is it okay to fight fire with fire?
That is a good question.
Was the listener justified in their actions?
I don't know.
We often talk about being the bigger person.
Right.
But sometimes doesn't that just embolden bad behavior?
It's a tough one for sure. On the one hand, you don't want to stoop to their level.
Right.
But on the other hand, you have a right to enjoy your own property without being subjected to, well, a wall of stench.
Yeah, I get that.
And of course, the Millers don't take this lying down.
What do they do?
They retaliate with a misspelled insult spray painted on the fence.
Oh my gosh.
Even in their attempts to intimidate, there's this element of incompetence.
Wow.
It almost makes you wonder if they're truly aware of the absurdity of their actions. Maybe they just enjoy the chaos. It's hard to say. But at this point, it's become about more than just the smell or the noise.
Yeah.
It's about principle. The listener has been subjected to months of disrespect and disregard for their boundaries, and they've reached their limit.
Absolutely. And that feeling of being constantly violated, it takes a toll.
You know.
You can really sense the listener's need for some kind of justice, some recognition of the wrong that's been done to them.
And that's where things take a dramatic turn after meticulously documenting the Millers' every transgression and working with their landlord. The listener gets their wish.
What happened?
The Millers are evicted.
What a victory for our beleaguered listener.
I know, right?
But of course, the Millers can't just leave quietly.
No, they can't. They leave a parting gift that's both bizarre and revealing.
Okay, I've got to hear this. What is it?
They leave a box on the porch filled with trash, a broken drumstick, and a note saying, "We'll miss you, love the Millers."
Are you serious?
I am dead serious.
Oh my God, that's wild.
It's like they're trying to be funny.
Yeah.
But it comes across as deeply unsettling.
It really is. And you know what's fascinating here is that this is a classic example of narcissistic behavior.
Okay.
They minimize their actions, refuse to acknowledge the harm they've caused, and somehow manage to paint themselves as the victims.
It's truly mind-boggling, but I think it speaks to a larger point about dealing with difficult people. How much are we expected to tolerate? When does being the bigger person become enabling bad behavior? And how do we protect ourselves from those who seem to thrive on conflict?
Those are some great questions and ones we'll explore further as we continue our deep dive into this story and what it reveals about the complexities of human behavior and the art of navigating difficult neighbors.
I can't wait. I mean, that parting gift really is a head scratcher. Like, who leaves trash and a broken drumstick as a farewell present?
Yeah, it's almost like a final act of defiance, right?
Totally.
Like a way to say, we were here and we're not going to apologize for it.
Exactly. And that note, "We'll miss you," it's almost chilling.
Right.
It's like they're completely oblivious to the impact of their actions, or maybe they just don't care.
Maybe.
It's really hard to say, but it definitely highlights the complexities of dealing with people who seem to lack empathy or self-awareness.
Yeah, for sure.
But let's shift gears a bit and talk about what we can learn from this whole ordeal. One thing that struck me is the importance of documentation. Our listener was meticulous about recording every incident from the dog escapes to the compost caper, and it ultimately helped them build a case against the Millers.
That's such a crucial point.
Yeah.
You know, we often think of documentation in a legal context.
Right.
But it's also incredibly valuable for our own sanity. You know, when you're dealing with someone who's gaslighting you or denying their actions, having a clear record of events can help you stay grounded in reality.
Yeah.
It can also be empowering to see the pattern of behavior laid out in black and white.
So even if you're not planning to take legal action, keeping a detailed log of incidents can be helpful for your own well-being.
Absolutely.
It can help you see the situation more objectively and make informed decisions about how to proceed.
For sure. And it can also be helpful if you do decide to involve others, like the HOA or even law enforcement.
Yeah.
Having that documentation can give your complaints more weight and credibility.
Mm. It's like having evidence to back up your claims.
Exactly.
It takes it from he said, she said, to a more concrete account of what transpired.
Right.
But let's be honest, not all neighborly disputes reach this level of absurdity.
Yeah, true.
Sometimes it's a matter of finding ways to coexist peacefully, even with those who might test our patience.
And that's where things get tricky, right?
Yeah.
Like, how much are we expected to tolerate? When does being the bigger person become enabling bad behavior?
Those are the million-dollar questions. I keep thinking back to those early stages of the conflict when Diesel was first making his grand escapes into the listener's yard. Was there anything they could have done differently to establish those boundaries more effectively?
Mm. It's always easier to say in hindsight.
Right.
But I think assertiveness is key. You know, being clear about your expectations while also remaining respectful, at least initially, is crucial. Sometimes a simple conversation can go a long way, especially if it's done before the resentment starts to build.
So being proactive rather than reactive can sometimes nip things in the bud. But what about those situations where the neighbor is just determined to be difficult?
Right. Then it becomes a matter of choosing your battles.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Like, can you live with the occasional fence jump?
Yeah.
Or is it something that truly impacts your quality of life?
Right.
Are you willing to invest the time and energy it takes to address the issue?
Yeah.
Because sometimes, unfortunately, the best solution is to simply create as much distance as possible.
That's a tough pill to swallow, especially if you love your home and your neighborhood.
I know.
But I can see how, in some cases, it's the most self-preserving option, building that emotional resilience, recognizing that you can't control someone else's behavior, but you can control how you react to it. That's crucial.
Absolutely.
And I think this story also highlights the importance of community support. The listener eventually found an ally in their landlord, which was instrumental in resolving the situation. Reaching out to other neighbors, the HOA, or even local authorities can make a difference.
Yeah, there's strength in numbers, right? And sometimes just knowing that others have experienced similar situations can provide a sense of validation and support.
For sure, it can help you feel less alone in the struggle. This whole story is a reminder that neighborly disputes aren't always about winning or losing.
Yeah.
They're about finding ways to manage conflict and maintain our own well-being.
Absolutely. And sometimes, like in this case, justice does prevail. The Millers were evicted, and hopefully they're terrorizing someone else's neighborhood now.
Fingers crossed.
But even if the outcome isn't what we hope for, even if we can't win in the traditional sense, knowing that we've done what we can to protect ourselves and our peace of mind can be incredibly empowering.
So we've talked about boundaries, documentation, choosing our battles, seeking community support. But what about the emotional toll these kinds of conflicts can take? The listener in the story mentioned feeling like they were losing their mind, constantly on edge, never knowing what the Millers would do next.
That's such an important point. You know, it's easy to dismiss these situations as petty squabbles, but the constant stress, frustration, and even fear can have a real impact on our mental and physical health.
Right.
It's like a low-grade trauma that wears you down over time.
And it can be hard to explain to others who haven't experienced it, the feeling of being trapped in your own home, constantly under siege by someone who seems determined to make your life miserable.
It's isolating. Yeah. It's exhausting. And it can really erode your sense of safety and security.
And I think that's why stories like this are so important.
Yeah.
They help us feel seen and understood, and they remind us that we're not alone in these struggles.
Absolutely. And they can also provide a bit of catharsis.
Oh, totally.
You know, there's something oddly satisfying about hearing about someone else's nightmare neighbors and realizing, hey, at least my situation isn't that bad.
Right. It's like a shared experience that helps us process our own frustrations and anxieties.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just have to laugh at the absurdity of it all.
Laughter can be a powerful coping mechanism.
Yeah.
A way to reclaim a sense of control in a situation that feels chaotic and overwhelming.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've explored the dynamics of this particular neighborly feud. We've delved into the psychology of conflict, and we've discussed practical strategies for managing difficult situations.
We have.
But I think the most important takeaway is that we all deserve to feel safe and respected in our own homes.
Yes.
And if someone is infringing on that right, we have a right to speak up and take action.
So true. We're not obligated to tolerate abuse or harassment, whether it's coming from a stranger or someone who lives next door.
And remember, there are resources available if you're dealing with a nightmare neighbor situation. Don't be afraid to reach out for help.
And sometimes just talking about it, sharing your experience with someone who understands, can make a world of difference. It can help you regain a sense of perspective and empower you to take those first steps towards resolving the situation.
Exactly. And even if the outcome isn't ideal, even if you can't win, in the traditional sense, knowing that you've done what you can to protect yourself and your peace of mind can be incredibly empowering.
You know, it's amazing how much we can learn from just one outrageous story.
It really is.
It seems like every detail from the dog poop projectiles to the parting gift of trash reveals something about like human behavior and conflict.
Right.
And even maybe a little bit about ourselves.
Totally. These nightmare neighbor stories, they're entertaining for sure.
Yeah.
But they often hold up a mirror to our own anxieties and frustrations and like the challenges we face in navigating those sometimes tricky interpersonal dynamics.
I mean, we've talked about setting boundaries, documenting those boundary violations, the legal side of things,
right.
Finding support. But I think there's another layer we haven't touched on quite as much.
Okay, what's that?
The emotional toll these situations take.
Yeah.
You know, the listener described feeling like they were going crazy, constantly on edge, never knowing what the Millers would do next. Oh, yeah, that's got to be exhausting.
It really does. And I think it's easy to minimize that emotional impact,
yeah,
to dismiss these situations as petty or just a neighborly dispute.
Yeah.
But the reality is, living with that kind of constant stress, that feeling of being under siege in your own home, it takes a toll on your well-being.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It really does. And it can be hard to explain that to someone who hasn't been through it.
Yeah.
Just like this low-grade trauma that wears you down over time.
Right. And it can affect your sleep, your relationships, even your overall sense of safety and security.
For sure. And, you know, it can be incredibly isolating, too.
Oh, yeah.
You start to question yourself and wonder if you're overreacting, if you're being too sensitive.
And I think that's why these stories are so important to share.
Yeah, why is that?
They remind us that we're not alone in these experiences.
Yeah.
You know, hearing someone else articulate what we're going through, it can be incredibly validating.
It's like giving a voice to those feelings that we might have been suppressing or dismissing.
Yeah.
And it can help us realize that our reactions are normal. That we're not crazy for feeling the way we do.
Right. And you know, it's not just about commiserating either.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's even a bit of dark humor in these stories.
Yes.
Like a sense of, can you believe this is actually happening?
Yeah.
And I think that laughter, that ability to find the absurd in the midst of chaos, can be a real coping mechanism.
It absolutely is. It's a way to reclaim a sense of power, to remind ourselves that we're not completely at the mercy of these external forces.
All right. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what do you think is the most important thing for our listeners to take away from this wild tale?
Well, I think there are a few key takeaways. Mm. We've talked about the practical steps you can take to protect yourself.
Right.
But beyond that, I think it's important to remember that you deserve to feel safe and respected in your own home.
Yeah.
You're not obligated to tolerate abuse or harassment, whether it's coming from a stranger or someone who lives next door.
That's a great point. Sometimes we feel like we have to be nice, or we're afraid of making things worse. But it's okay to stand up for yourself, and it's okay to ask for help.
Exactly. And if you're feeling overwhelmed or you're not sure what to do, there are resources available.
Mm-hmm.
There are websites, hotlines, support groups. You don't have to go through this alone.
That's a great reminder. So we've covered a lot of ground today, and hopefully our listeners have gleaned some valuable insights from this deep dive into the world of nightmare neighbors.
I hope so.
What stands out to you? What resonates most with your own experiences? We'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments.
And remember, even if you're not currently facing a neighborly feud, this conversation can serve as a reminder to be mindful of our own actions, to be respectful of our neighbors' boundaries, and to foster a sense of community.
Because ultimately, we're all in this together, right? We're all trying to create a space where we feel safe, respected, and at peace. And sometimes that starts with simply acknowledging the challenges, sharing our stories, and supporting each other through the ups and downs of neighborly life.
Well said. And until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and hopefully stay neighbor drama free.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration of the human experience.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.